Now to new research that suggests something provocative, that fetuses in their mother's wombs may be able to recognize faces. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has the details.
Scientists have known for a long time that fetuses respond to sound, their mother's voice, music, but Vincent Reed at Lancaster University in Britain says it's always been a mystery how much they could see.
Vision really was the last of the sensory systems for us to be able to understand. And that's because until now, we haven't been able to look at fetal vision in the same way that we can look at infant vision.
But Reed had an idea. Maybe, just maybe, he could use something he suspected would have the best chance of catching their eye.
Faces.
Scientists have long known that newborn babies are fascinated by faces. Reed wondered, does that start in the womb? So he created a very primitive representation of a face he could show to fetuses.
That's why we call it face-like. It's not a face, but it has the same sort of parameters as a face visually.
It's three dots of red light glowing in just the right intensity for a fetus to see shining through the mother's belly. Imagine an upside-down triangle. Two bright red dots next to each other at the top, like two eyes, and one red dot down below, like a mouth. Reed shined these red dot faces at the bellies of 39 women in their third trimester and watched how the fetuses reacted using the newest, most sophisticated ultrasound.
So we moved the stimuli and then we tracked how the fetus would look at this. So whether they would look at it for a longer time, whether they would move their head more. So we just measured their head turn, how long the head was moving, how much it was moving, to see if they were tracking the stimuli.
In the journal Current Biology, the researchers report what they saw. The fetuses clearly seemed to track those red dots more when they looked like a face than when the dots were flipped upside down and looked nothing like a face.
And they would look longer and move their head far more to try and track the stimuli if they were looking at something that was face-like than if we showed the same object but upside down.
Now, the differences weren't huge, but other researchers say the findings are still significant.
I think it's fantastic. It's really a breakthrough.
Scott Johnson is a developmental psychologist at UCLA.
Obviously, a lot of development happens in the 9 months before birth. So for the first time, this paper gives us a window into some of those processes.
Like when that sensitivity to faces, which is probably crucial for bonding with parents, begins.
So it kind of pushes down the age at which we know now that the developing human shows a socially relevant visual preference. The visual system, in effect, kind of knows something about faces even before any exposure to faces at all. It's just astonishing to think about.
Now, scientists need to do a lot more research to make sure the study is really right. And even if it is, Reed says that doesn't mean fetuses can recognize their parents' faces before they're born.
They can't see their mother's face. They can't see their father's face or someone else's face. And we don't want to recommend that people shine bright lights into the uterus because that could be aversive. It could be damaging, potentially, if it was too bright.
But the same technique might help scientists learn other things about fetuses. Reed already has clues that they can tell the difference between different numbers of objects, and he's trying to figure out if they know that different sounds have different meanings. Rob Stein, NPR News.